right. We are here at the International Poultry Expo. I'm at the Novus booth, and with me is Todd Willis of Martech Biosciences Incorporated and Jared Hux of Novus International. We're going to be talking about Life's DHA, which is a functional food, and it was developed by Martech. It's a patented product. And Todd, why don't you start by telling us just what exactly DHA is?
DHA is also docosahexaenoic acid. It is an omega-3 fatty acid that we specifically derive from an algae that we founded back in 1985. This algae is grown under very strict fermentation conditions and harvested similar to a seed oil would be. It is then in an oil form processed, and it goes through RBD, refining, bleaching, deodorization on the oil side. However, for the feed side or the animal applications, we have a wholesale full-fat biomass that we feed, which roughly contains about 18% DHA. The docosahexaenoic acid has numerous health benefits to the end consumer. These benefits include brain development, visual acuity, cardiovascular health, and numerous other functional benefits.
Now, I understand that already DHA is included or is going to be included in some of the products that we buy right at the grocery store, right?
Absolutely. DHA can be found in many different product categories in your local grocery stores. Many of these products are functional beverages or milks, yogurts. There's some baked type products on the market. And many of our customers include the likes of Coca-Cola, General Mills, Dean Foods, White Wave. And there's really some quite tasty offerings out there.
And you also said infant formula?
Yes, infant formula is also one of our largest market segments. Roughly 98% of total U.S. infant formula contains our ingredient. And these health benefits are, of course, passed on to the infants during their developmental stages.
Now, of course, we're here at the Poultry Expo, and that's where Novus comes into the picture here. And you've entered into agreement with Novus to market this product to get the DHA then into the animals themselves. And Jared's going to tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Last year, Novus and Martech entered into an exclusive distribution agreement. As Novus, we are the representative for Martech in the animal feed business for poultry and swine. Novus is a global company, and our agreement is global. So we have customers here in the U.S. that are producing DHA-enriched eggs. We have customers in Australia, Europe, and we're expanding in Latin America. So it's a great relationship, and we really value the relationship we have with Martech. And it's an amazing product that has a lot of functional benefits for humans.
Well, that was going to be my next question. What are the benefits then for the poultry producer and for the the end consumer of poultry products?
Yeah, the benefits are pretty great. It's an opportunity for the egg community and the meat and the protein community to expand into functional foods. Many years ago, the egg market created the omega-3 functional market here in the U.S. and the category's grown, and now that the science is coming out that DHA is the best omega-3 that gives you the most punch, we're expanding quickly, and the expansion is global.
Well, I like the term functional food. Todd, talk to me a little bit about more of that, what that term really means.
Whenever you're adding functionality to a food, basically what you're doing is trying to add a high-value type ingredient which can then pass on real and measurable health benefits to the end consumer. And really what we're doing here is increasing the overall health and well-being of the consumers of these type of products. And generally speaking, what we encourage all of our customers to do is to ensure that if they're using our ingredient, that they're incorporating at a useful or a meaningful rate. And this, in turn, will ensure that the efficacy or the dose will indeed have a positive response.
Well, how do you, communicate this to the end user? I'll ask Todd first, because of all the products that you already have out there. Is this being communicated to the end user?
Absolutely. MarTech has several spokespeople, which do quite a bit of legwork for us. In addition to that, the medical community and the health professionals are really becoming aware of the science behind DHA and omega-3s and the health benefits that they do provide. Really, our biggest marketing push, though, is from moms. You know, we're in all the infant formula in the United States, basically, and so who better to spread your message than the mothers that use this product every day? And these are actually the best target market for DHA, because once they have their babies, they want to continue to provide DHA, and they're demanding products that they can offer past infant formula supplementation. So really, this is a great way for us to get our message out. And in addition to that, there's, literally thousands of published refereed articles that are demonstrating the health benefits of these omega-3 fatty acids.
All right, and once it gets into then, Jared, into the meat and into eggs, then how would you then use that part of it marketing wise to communicate?
Sure. In addition to Todd's comments, there's a multi-million dollar branding campaign going on behind this particular source of DHA, and it centers around the brand Life's DHA. So when you go into the grocery store and you look for DHA fortified foods, you'll notice in the grocery store that these products contain the logo of Life's DHA. It can be found in juice and milk and all the products that contain the source of DHA. And behind that brand is all the amazing things that MarTech is doing with their spokespeople in the health community, to moms, and really to the consumers. And what we've seen in the research that's been done on the awareness of Life's DHA, it doubled in 2008. In 2007, the awareness of Life's DHA was around 16%. That number doubled to over 35%. Major growth in 1 year due to the efforts behind the marketing and advertising of Life's DHA. And on the egg side, we hope to, we're riding that wave. Our customers that are utilizing the DHA Gold to produce eggs and meat, they include the logos on their packaging and communicate to them, their consumers, that their products contain Life's DHA, and it's better for them than the other sources.
Well, as a source of then omega-3 fatty acids, and of course we hear a lot about that, and it seems like it's mostly fish that you get that from. So it seems like this is a great way to get that without having to eat fish so much.
Absolutely, yeah. And one of the advantages, actually, of Life's DHA is since it's being from an algae source, it is vegetarian in nature. So those that do have allergen concerns or they are vegetarians, this is a suitable alternative for them. In addition to that, the overall science surrounding DHA has really shown that there are some specific advantages compared to other omega-3 sources, such as EPA or DHA. Now, fish or fish meal or fish oil products contain a combination of both EPA and DHA. If you're consuming the ALA version, your body can convert it to DHA, but this process is very inefficient. So the best way to gain the health benefits from DHA itself is to consume the preformed DHA. In addition to this, the overall health benefits overlap somewhat between EPA and DHA, especially in the cardiovascular arena. But DHA is very specific to brain development and visual acuity, and this is really the only fatty acid and one of the only nutrients known that provides these benefits.
Well, it's fascinating stuff.
And in fact, fish get their DHA from algae, so we go straight to the source with the algae. So economical.
It's really fascinating. So what kind of a reaction are you getting? I know the trade show is just open, but what kind of reaction are you getting from poultry producers and egg producers to your customers?
We're getting a positive response. When the egg producers see what their competition is doing and the success they're having, it sparks an interest. And it's happening globally for us in Europe and Australia and again here in the U.S. So we have a lot of interest from a lot of major producers in eggs and also in the meat area. So, and we're also expanding into swine and getting that ball rolling.
So essentially, this is a value-added product for them.
Absolutely. It provides value for, one, the producers of the eggs and meat, but it provides value for the customers, for consumers like you and I in the end products.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much. It's Todd Willis of MarTech Biosciences Incorporated, Jared Hux of Novus International. Reporting from the International Poultry Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.